The Chinese internet giant Alibaba has committed to investing $770 million in a failing state-owned communications company. With a little arm twisting, as part of a government program to help ease China's growing debt crisis, Beijing is pressuring healthy private companies to bail out the failing firms run by the state. It's called mixed ownership reform, and Business Insider's Lynette Lopez has been taking a look. Lynette, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, that phrase, mixed ownership reform, it sounds harmless, but you say there could be implications for the entire global economy. So why?
Sure. I mean, analysts have estimated that as many as 10 million people will need to be laid off in China as the government tries to kind of just slowly and harmlessly as possible pop this debt bubble that has built up in the Chinese economy since the great financial crisis. Instead of going through the crisis the way a lot of other countries did, the Chinese kind of just decided to hand out credit. The banks kept on churning. The government went on, and they built up a lot of debt, and now they're going to have to pay the piper.
The Chinese debt is more than 250% of its gross domestic product. That's higher than the U.S.
Right. And so a lot of these companies that were quasi-state-owned, and we're talking in a lot of industries like industrials, I would say telecom, what we would consider old China, old Chinese companies, they became very indebted. They became sluggish. It's hard to make a profit. Old China companies returned about 2% on assets in 2015. The new private companies returned almost 11%. So you can see this huge difference.
Right.
So now the government, wanting to make this process as painful as possible, is asking these new China companies, and we're not just talking about Alibaba, we're talking about Tencent and Baidu, companies we're hearing about here in the United States as well, they're asking them to contribute. The question is, when does this end? Because there are a lot of companies that need help. And how much are the companies going to be asked to give?
Well, right now we know that China Unicom said last week it's getting about $10 billion from Alibaba, Tencent, and other large Chinese firms. That's a 35% stake. So, you know, first of all, are these companies, when I said arm twisting, is it being mandated?
Define mandate.
It's hard to tell in China. Okay.
It's hard to tell in China. I think when Xi makes a suggestion, it's not really a suggestion.
Yeah.
And the Chinese Communist Party has been talking about using this as a method to bail out companies in times of trouble since the 1990s. This is a part of their arsenal, and they're not afraid to use it.
Well,
what it does mean, though,
I want to talk about the global economy just before we have to let you go, because you raised it. If this fails, it can really hurt the global economy.
Right, because the entire what the world really needs is Chinese demand, you know? We need people in China to buy things, to buy our goods. We need Chinese companies to stay healthy. It's the number two economy in the world. So when China hurts, we hurt in a way that we've never seen in global history before, because China's never been this powerful during our modern financial times.
Yeah. So anathema to have a private company bail out a state-run company, but it might be better for the total economy. Lynette Lopez, Senior Finance Correspondent for Business Insider. Thanks for pointing this out to us.
No, thanks for having me.